Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Alright. Hello everyone, I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this week, it's the Dutch homage to Thai psych rock, Yin Yin.
Hop in.
This expression of unity is posted everywhere in Maastricht during the ongoing pandemic. It loses something in translation, but the closest we can get in English is hang in there or stay strong. In July, the band Yin Yin put out this song we are listening to, Hop In, that's spelled with an H in pin, connecting a Dutch dialect's colloquialism of cooperation during Corona to a traditional lute from Laos and northern Thailand. It's a pun. And a pretty good one. Only a person knowing something of both places could make the joke or get it. Story time. Rock. Disco. Dub.
Give me a little beer, sweat my wine on my waist. Uptown top ranking.
Psychedelic.
Electronic.
What? Dolly is worldwide. That is world music. Dutch band Yin Yin is inspired by all these sounds and more, and they're not afraid to quote directly, as you'll hear in the session later. They're a part of a scene along with some other bands we've encountered on Live on KEXP. Leclerc, Alton Goon, and Mauskovic Dance Band, a scene revolving around the Swiss record store and record label Bongo Joe.
Nerd alert.
By the way, the label is named after George Bongo Joe Coleman, a much-loved Texan street musician forced by economic circumstances into building his own instruments from oil drums.
What is that we see trotting down the street? None other than innocent little doggy. Ain't he cute?
The origin story of Yin Yin's sound involves Southeast Asian psychedelic rock of the 60s and 70s, especially from Thailand, thanks to record store crate digging, in particular hearing a compilation called The Sound of Siam. That inspired a demo, and the demo in turn inspired an expansion to the current five-person multi-instrumental lineup. The band is aware of the line they are walking. Dutch men that go so far as to call themselves Tykedelic and have worn kimonos on stage. Originally, the project was called Lady Boys, which they wisely backed away from, realizing that naming their band after a vulnerable trans community was a terrible idea. It wasn't an original thought either. There's at least four bands and an Icelandic record label with Lady Boy in the title on Bandcamp right now. Just a small aside here. Cultural appropriation is topical right now and confusing. Adele was just in hot water for posing with her hair in Bantu knots and a Jamaican flag print bikini, mourning the loss of London's Notting Hill Carnival this year. Disney's live-action version of Mulan is getting heat for many reasons, and you may remember from our Mexican Institute of Sound episode when they, Disney, tried to trademark Dia de los Muertos during the making of Coco. We like to think that bands, labels, producers, and we include ourselves here at Live on KEXP, we are learning how to better hold ourselves accountable for what we take from cultures that are not ours. Anywho, art, especially music, almost always involves imitation or theft of some sort. Yin Yin drawing inspiration from Southeast Asian bands that were drawing inspiration from American and European psychedelic bands is a long-form cross-cultural exchange, and the new combinations of sounds in both directions are creative and compelling. Probably the most exciting music comes from a wider set of influences being interpreted by a specific culture's predilections. It's sort of like speaking someone else's language with your own accent. Not all appropriation is equal, but we can't ignore the difference between colonizer and colonized. When cultures cross, there are bound to be things lost in translation. There's also magic. Speaking of Texas, here's Krungbin. And here's Kamasi Washington. Yin Yin enters the fray, employing an astounding array of instrumentation. Their record collector level diversity of influences, along with a sense of humor and high levels of musicianship, make for a super energetic, danceable, fresh sound. They expose new audiences to inspirations from all over the world. And as they attract a worldwide audience, they must learn to speak languages, missteps and accents and all. Their latest 7-inch is available on Bandcamp through Bongo Joe Records. It's Yin Yin, live on KEXP.
becomes the bottle. You put in the teapot, it becomes the teapot. The water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
You just heard Yin Yin with the songs Ping Ping, is that how you say that? And One Inch Punch.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Yin Yin. We'll be right back. And that was our live session with Yin Yin. You heard the songs Chonky and Disco Disco. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to 90.1 KSYM at San Antonio College in the home of Bongo Joe, San Antonio, Texas, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.